We are up to Simen Tov Kuf Mem Ches. We're up to Sif Ches, and we'll be doing Ches through Yud. Im Nohag Shiva Upoga Bo HaRegel. So we said that Shiva stops, that Yontif stops Shiva. What happens if he finished Shiva already? So now he finds himself in the middle of Shloshim. HaRegel Mevatel Mimenu Gzeres Lamed. So the halachi is that Yontif is Mevatel the Shloshim. That means Yontif now makes it that he's after Shloshim. Afilu chal yom shiva be'erev haregel. Now imagine, the seventh day is Erev Yontif. Now the seventh day is really one of the days of Shiva. It's just that on the seventh day we have a kula that we say mitzvah ayom kekula when he gets up in the morning. The rest of the day we give it we consider it like the eighth day. Memela comes Yontif and we say it's mevatel shloshim. So that means the morning was seven, the middle was Shloshim, comes the night, and he's already after Shloshim. Not only that, but since it's Erev Yontif, and Yontif is going to become after Shloshim, Afili Yom Chal Shiva Be'erev HaRegel, Mutter L'Saper L'Chabes Be'erev HaRegel. So he's allowed to cut his hair, wash his clothing on Erev Yontif. Hago V'u Adin Rechitza L'Didan. Now, the Mechaber left out Rechitza, because the Mechaber Shita is that Rechitza is Mutter immediately after Shiva. It's only the Ramah, it's the Minig Ashkenaz, to give an Issa Rechitza for the entire Shloshim. L'didan d'nogin Issa Rechitza kol Lamed. We are knowing an Issa Rechitza all Lamed during Shloshim. U'mutu lirchot somoch le'erev. So the Rechitza is supposed to be near the night. Ve'imsarach l'hamten ad alayla. You don't have to wait for it to become actually night. Why somoch le'erev? That it should be nikur that it's being done l'kavid yantif. What happens if the eighth day is Shabbos Erev Regel? That means you have Shvi, followed by Shabbos, followed by Yontif. Shemutu l'saper be'erev Shabbos, that he's allowed to take a haircut on Erev Shabbos. V'im lo gilach be'erev haregel, mutu l'galeach achar haregel. And Yontif is mevatel shloshim, so he can take a haircut after Yontif. Sheikfarn is batel min ugzer shloshim. Avol betocha regel, but on chol hamoed lo yigaleach. There he should not take a haircut. Why? Kaven sheyev shlo legaleach kodma regel. Since he had a heter, it was mutar on erev yontif. He didn't take advantage of it. So there, Chazal say you can't take a haircut on chol hamoed. Then a person will do that on purpose. He'll schedule his haircut for chol hamoed and he'll come to yontif without a haircut. Then chal yom shiva shlo b'shabes erev regel. If the seventh day of his is on Shabbos, which is Erev Yontif, so the halachi is that there is no heter on Shabbos to take a haircut. So there, and to go in ahead and take a haircut in the middle of Shiva, al smach that Shabbos is the seventh day, and then comes Yontif, that's aser. So the first time he gets a heter is Chol HaMoed. So it's mutter for him to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. The Mishtabura points out that in Erev Pesach, since you're not supposed to cut hair after Chatzos, there will be a heter of taking a haircut any time on Erev Pesach. It means in the morning, he's already allowed to take a haircut. Siftes, ha deregel mevatel gzeres shloshim, that Yontif is mevatel shloshim, bishar mason. With regard to haircuts, that's only for other krovim, avo ba'ove v'imo, by ave aim. The Isser of taking haircuts is not limited to Shloshim. The Isser of taking haircuts on Av Ve'Eim is at Sheyigaru Bo Chaveirov, until his friends tell him his hair is too long. Sha'osu L'Sapar Sheyigaru Chaveirov. Filu Poga Bo HaRegel L'Achal L'Amareinim Avatel Yontif, even if it comes after Shloshim, will not say that creates a Shir Gara, in which case it will be mutter for him to cut his hair. Sif Yud, V'Mchol Echad Mimeyu Avelus Chutz Me'ashvi Be'erev HaRegel. So Yontif is going to be Mevatel Shiva. Mutar l'chabes v'lo yalbishenu ad alayli. He's allowed to do his laundry, but he can't wear it till at night. V'tov lizor melechabes ad acha chatzos, k'dei she'ein nikur shemipnei haregel hu mechabes, that it should be obvious that it's because of Yontif that he's washing. Aval lirchotz osur ad halayla. But washing is also till the night. That's the first shita. The Yesh Matirin lirchotz achre tfilis amincha somal arsheicha. Some say that you're allowed to wash after mincha, near dark. Hagol l'didon d'noagim iser rechitza kol lamed. This is good according to the Mechaber, that once Yontif will be mevatel shiva, there won't be an iser rechitza. But according to the Ramah, that there's still in Nisarachitza Kalamid called Shloshim, so here there won't be a heter on Erev Yontif. Asalircha, it's the regular, but the men are Agzer Shiva. Vuadin Linin, Kibus, Bamakam, the Nogin Isar, Kibus Kalamid, the Mishkan, the Minig Ashkenaz of Asar and Kibus Kalamid. Now, Lamaisa, the Minig, is it's brought down in Yeredeya, the Minig is to be Makel, even for Ashkenazim, that once Yontiv is Mevatel Shiva, not Shabbos, but once Yontiv is Mevatel Shiva, then we are Matir Rechitza Lekoved Yontiv. But right after Yontiv, since the Shloshim isn't over yet, right after Yontiv, he still couldn't wash. It's only Lekoved Yontiv that he's allowed to. And the Mishtabura brings down that there are many who hold that even if we are Matir Rechitza Lekoved Yontiv, that's only Betzonin, it's only in cold water and not in hot water. This